The serene beauty and remarkable contrasts of the prairie cycle through the seasons in Larry Canfer's latest book. After 3 decades of capturing the Midwest landscape, the Champaign-based photographer still finds much to discover and share. Canfer says his most recent works go beyond the superficial to try and capture a wider story. His early works, he says, focused more on romanticizing the landscape.
I have a lot of soft focus and grainy and foggy images. Looking back, I see that in some sense, I believe I tried to romanticize it because I didn't see as much here. And in this collection, they're sharp and crisp and colorful, and I pretty much have accepted the beauty exactly the way it is. You don't have to romanticize it. Beautiful the way it is.
I think a lot of people, when they first come to live in the prairie, they are unimpressed with the landscape because they think it's boring. Did you have to basically awaken to the beauty, or did you see it immediately?
It took a couple of years. But one of the things that I loved at the very beginning, having been in Portland, Oregon, is that the sky was just fantastic. I loved seeing the fronts come through and the storms. And there was always a changing sky, and it reminded us how small we are compared to the enormous sky and the land, the very blank land, or a seemingly blank land. And I loved the juxtaposition with the sky and the land, and we live on this tiny little line. So I really love that. But I think over a couple of years, you start to see the patterns. And one of the things that we have here, that part of the beauty here, I think, is a chronological beauty. You know, the change from season to season, or from moment to moment, when a front might come through and it goes from hot and humid and rainy maybe to clear and crisp and dry. Whereas people in other places, their beauty is kind of a physical juxtaposition of high and low. You know, the contrast between high and low, for example, you know, tall mountains, deep valleys. We have the contrast between now and then.
You have a degree in architecture from the University of Illinois. Has that translated to your work as a photographer, having that architecture eye?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I really, really appreciate is that in the architectural training, there was understanding of both the analytical and the emotional, and you have to use them both. I'll look at a scene and I'll say, you know, or I'll look at a plate. Even more important, I'll look at a place, you know, the Midwest or the central Illinois, and what makes it so beautiful? Why do farmers or people who have lived here for so long say it is just gorgeous? And then analytically, you can divide that out like I just did with the chronological. Why is it so beautiful? Well, for instance, you know, if we had L.A. weather where 70 degrees and sunny all the time, there wouldn't be any excitement. So maybe it's the excitement of the change. That's the analytical part of looking at the landscape. So the architecture training really taught me to look at things both emotionally and analytically.
Larry, what kind of camera do you use? Do you still use film, or have you gone digital?
Back in 2003, I decided to go digital. I thought I might just try it, but that is when Epson came out with pigmented inks, which are very permanent. So prior to that, they had these digital cameras, and you could actually use Photoshop, but you couldn't print with a very permanent process. And so there was no point in going digital in my mind. But once the circle was complete, I could photograph, process, and print all digitally and have an archival product. And that's when I decided to go digital.
Most of the photographs in your new book, A Prairie State of Mind, are color, but you do have some black and white shots. What makes you choose between doing a shot in black and white or color?
You know, well, I haven't ever been, you know, really stuck on, you know, gee, I have this process or this style. I'll look at something, and so if I see a beautiful sunset, and, you know, there are a couple spreads in the book where there would be a sunset on one side and black one on the other. The best way to describe it is in winter, I see things as black and white. There's snow and there's sky, and I just see it that way, and that's the best way to describe it. So rather than stick with, say, being a purist and saying, I'm going to do all color or all black and white, I'll kind of take the different process and apply it to what seems to be the best image.
There's a lot of agricultural photos, lots of farms, and there's one that really stood out to me. The name of the photo is What's Up, and it's these two cows, they're over on the right side of the photograph. Were those cows photobombing you? Were you actually trying to photograph the barn behind them, and these cows just wandered up?
They were my foreground, and they were looking at me, and I was looking at them, and you got to understand when I'm out there, it's kind of quiet when I'm out there photographing in the landscape. So here's some sort of being coming over, and we got to be friends, I guess. So I think the title's great. You know, we had this kind of staring contest at each other, and they made a perfect foreground for the background with the barn.
Do you have any interesting encounters with nature that not necessarily make it into your books or make it onto a camera? Do you really have to battle nature sometimes to get the photographs you get?
One example, I like the thunderstorms. As I said earlier, I love the skies, and there's always something different. But I really haven't chased tornadoes. But one time I was pretty close, and I wanted to photograph, and all of a sudden, there was like a wall of corn stalks going straight up in the air right next to my car. It was a little tense.
When we live on the prairie and we see these photographs and we recognize them as part of our lives, and there's that connection with us. But I have to wonder about how folks in cities respond to your work. We recently had an exhibition of work by Harold Greger over at the Peoria Riverfront Museum, and we talked about how his work was enormously popular with Chicagoans, and this agrarian kind of look to his landscape paintings. And I was wondering, do city folk really take to your photographs because it's something that's missing from their lives?
I think so. Now, I can see it pretty easily in barns. For example, why do city people, I did a book, Barns of Illinois, and why do city people like barns? I think they think of, even though they didn't grow up with one, they kind of think of the ingenuity, the nostalgic, the hard work, everything that goes along with that. And I think with landscape, they have that same sense. You know, there's space and kind of a quieter time, a little more peaceful. I mean, if you're going from house to train to cubicle and back, you're kind of missing all the connection with the landscape, and it's all very hurried and harried. So I think it's kind of a serenity and peacefulness that you can get by looking at these, especially being in a city.
You've been photographing the prairie landscape for 3 decades now. Do you ever get tired of it, or do you always find new things in it?
It's always changing. I see my work's kind of evolved where I now look at the superficial, the surface. I look a little beyond the superficial. So when years ago I might have photographed I'd look for a barn as a punctuation on a landscape, you know, to make a composition. Now I might think, you know, go into the history a little bit of that barn and of what has been there and why it's there. And so I go a little deeper, and that's exciting to me to kind of get a sense of that history. So that just adds to everything.
That's photographer Larry Canfer. His new book, A Prairie State of Mind, is available from the University of Illinois Press. I'm Laura Kennedy.